This is Circle Anthology on WQRT, a public poetry project for Spark Monument Circle organized by the arts nonprofit Big Car Collaborative and featuring 25 Indianapolis writers who share brief poems inspired by the Circle. In partnership with Downtown Indy and the City of Indianapolis, Spark is an artist-led approach by bringing creativity, togetherness, and fun to the heart of our city. We paid all the poets for creating this new work that you can read and hear at circlespark.org.
At the center of the city, there is a circle like an eye in the middle of Circle City, and from the center of its pupil juts a steel and stone erection, altered to gods of blood and war and death and slavery, encircled by a river of chemical water, sanitizing the floating sputum of a dozen cleared throats. Cast your bread upon the waters. Sleeping by the stern Midwestern Ganges, Donna shivers under three layers of coats, cast off but impeccably mended, muttering her breath forms crystalline in the fluorescent cold. And when she takes the sandwich that I offer, salami and provolone, not skimpy on the condiments, her eyes are clear. Clear, clear, like the very center of the White River turned glassy when in coldest midwinter it's frozen solid, and my black dog Ahab skitters ahead, showing me where the ice is rotten on my crossing from bank to bank and back again. Donna used to be an opera singer. Donna's fingernails are clean, and she puts the Ziploc baggie away to save the sandwich for later. But I think she was raised right and is just being polite. 2 months before Donna first told me, my name is Donna, but out here they call me beautiful. The world came to a standstill, and the people who had shelter sheltered in place, and the ones with none called any place a place. And I walked east from out of the western Hauville night on a wandering whim across the 16th Street Bridge over the White River. Cast your bread upon these waters, and I twirled at the intersection of New York where it crosses Pennsylvania, thrilled at the wide, empty expanse of soundless car lanes, all the people sheltering in someplace else, with their cars garaged in that sheltered place too, and it felt like in all the city, with all of its places, I was the last one left. This is our bread you've refused to cast upon our waters. Here in the eye of this city, the eye of this storm, apple of our father's eyes, city fathers cast in bronze, 9 feet tall, sightless eyes with green cataracts of patina. Donna, give me sight. I can't see the specks of gold in your gaze, for the plank in my own.